You know, I mean, you think you know someone. Even Phoebe, who's always been somewhat of a question mark. Mm. This is so bizarre. I guess it kind of makes sense, though. She had such a terrible childhood.
I had a terrible childhood, and I don't do porn.
Yes, but you're dead inside.
All right, well, I better take that back.
Well, why? Why?
We can't watch that. I mean, that's Phoebe.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't watch that.
Absolutely not. That'd be back.
You know, maybe a little bit. How about just the first half?
Hey, no, this is wrong, you guys. Phoebe's our friend.
Well, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, good for you, Joe.
Ah, I thought I'd find you here, Nosferatu.
Buffet, are you going to plunge your stake into my dark places?
Actually, I was kind of hoping it would be the other way around.
Hold on a second. What is that on her ankle?
Her ankle is what you're watching?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh, she would just stop moving.
She's just doing her job.
You sick bastards.
Oh, it's a tattoo. That's weird. Phoebe does...
Oh.
Wait, that's Ursula. That's a Phoebe. That is Ursula.
Wait. I can watch that. Rewind it.
Hey.
Oh. What's up?
Oh, my God. What am I doing? Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Chicken soup for the soul?
There's no back to this couch.
Why are you reading this? You hate this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. But I figured I'd give it a shot. You know, I mean, maybe one of those stories make me cry, and then you wouldn't think I was, you know, all dead inside.
Oh, that's so sweet. Chandler, I don't care if you can't cry. I love you.
Oh, that makes me feel so warm in my hollow tin chest.
Stop it.
No, I mean, come on, seriously. Think about it. We get married, I'm up at the altar, and I'm like this.
I won't care, because I know that you'll be feeling it all in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if we have a baby one day, and the doctor hands it to you in the delivery room, and you don't cry, so what? And if we take him to college, and we come home, and we see his empty room for the first time... And you got nothing? Won't matter to me.
Okay. Well, I won't worry about this anymore then.
Yeah, and you know, if I die from a long illness and you're writing out my eulogy and you open the desk drawer and you find a note from me that says, I will always be with you. And you still can't shed one tiny tear? I know you'll be crying a river inside.
Oh, I love you so...
What is wrong with you?
What?
What? You can't shed a tear for your dead wife? I left you a note from the beyond.
So you didn't mean any of that?
No, you robot!
Damn kids, you ring my bell one more time! I swear to...
Oh, Jill. That's just a little game I play with the kids down the hall. They've really taken a liking to me. What's the matter?
Rachel and I had a really big fight. Can I come in? I mean, I know we're not supposed to see each other anymore, and I'm okay with that. It's just, I don't know anybody in the city, and I really need somebody to talk to about it.
Well, of course. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But you know what might really cheer me up?
What?
Seeing some more of your super cool slides.
Wow, really?
Totally, I love them. And maybe you could finish telling me about all the different kinds of sand.
I'd love to. Here, you wait right here. I'll go get the projector and my notes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ross. You're such a good friend.
Oh.
Hey, have you guys seen Jill? I can't find her anywhere.
No, I haven't.
Well, is Ross home? Maybe I'll just call him, see if he's actually seen her. Who is it?
It's Phoebe. Phoebe.
Hey.
Oh, God.
So you're making porn movies?
No, I'm not.
They're still rolling.
You're making one right now.
Let's go, Phoebe.
And you're using my name.
Yeah, can I help you with something?
Phoebe, come on.
Look, I'm talking right now.
You mean her. Oh. You know, twin stuff is always a real big seller.
What?
Yeah, I could talk them into giving you, like, $30.
No! No way! No! And stop using my name. And shame on you. And shame on all of you. You're disgusting. Especially you with that.
Slides are almost ready.
Yeah. Oh, I know what this is missing. Alcohol.
Okay, well, there's wine in the kitchen.
Oh, great.
Hello.
What is my sister doing there, and why are the drapes shut?
Okay, Rach, calm down, okay? She's really upset. We're just talking.
Ross, I think she's trying to make something happen with you to get back at me.
Oh, so that's the only reason she could be here, huh? It couldn't have anything to do with the fact that maybe I'm a good listener and I put on a great slideshow.
Ross, I am telling you, she is using you to get back at me.
You know what? I think I can take care of myself. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Whoa. That was your sister, actually. She thinks you're just using me.
So?
Hey.
Hey.
So, I just came from the company Ursula works for.
Oh, no, not you too.
No, I just went to pick up Phoebe Buffay's checks. There were a lot of them.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I won't have to go back there anymore because I gave them my correct address.
That's great, but isn't it going to bother you that people still think you're a porn star?
Oh, no. I know how to handle it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out where you know me from? All right, I'll give you a hint. From porn, okay? Yeah, your pervert boyfriend watched me in a porno movie! See?
Yeah.
Hey. You may have been right about Jill.
Oh, I knew it. What happened?
She kissed me.
What? You kissed?
Maybe we should give them some privacy.
Look, I tried not to kiss her, okay?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. I mean, it's pretty easy not to kiss someone. You just don't kiss them. See, look at us right now, not kissing.
Let me finish, okay? She started kissing me, and I didn't stop it. I guess I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that's right, you weren't thinking. You know what? Let me give you something to think about.
But then I started thinking, and I stopped the kissing.
Oh, well, thank you for taking your tongue out of my sister's mouth long enough to tell me that.
Look, I realize that if anything were to happen with me and Jill, then nothing could ever happen with us.
What?
No, I mean, look, I don't know if anything is ever going to happen with us again, ever. But I don't want to know that it never could. So I stopped it, and she got mad and broke my projector.
I don't even know what to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, are you crying?
I just don't see why those two can't work things out.
All right, I'm leaving, because I'm not going to spend one more day with someone who's out to sabotage my every move. That's you, Rachel.
Yeah, I got that.
And you. I throw myself at you and you say no? How gay are you?
You take care, Joe.
Okay, I'm leaving. Don't worry about me. I'll make it on my own. Who knows how I'll get by or even if I'll survive.
Joe, you can stop that now. I know you made up with Daddy.
You do? How?
Oh, just a wild guess, and your limo just pulled up.
Yeah. Well, sorry I didn't get to know you guys any better.
Absolute shame.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe Jill's gone. I can't help it. I opened a gate.